Well, hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here on WWGH107.1FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app from your Play Store, free app, download, call TuneIn, and once you download it, search WWGH, and it will be a app on your phone just like your other apps, right? Like Amazon and Kroger's and things like that, all right? And if you really looking for my show, make sure you check it out at 4:15 and you will receive that show live, A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and this is the 116th day in the year of 2021. There remains 249 days left. So get out that bicycle. If you had made a New Year's resolution that you were going to ride your bike, that you were going to lose 5, 10, 20 plus pounds, it's not too late to start. And maybe you are going to take up a new hobby or something like that. You still have time, even though this year is really flying by kind of fast, but there is still time. So let's not despair, okay? Well, thank you once again for tuning in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. I would like to share with you those who faithfully support this program, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce will be May the 15th, and it will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Share this information with those you know may have need of free produce. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And once again, this is A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. This show is live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. I'd like to start my show with a thought for today, and it's titled Comparison with Others. And it goes like this. Comparing yourself with others will leave you vulnerable on three counts. You'll either feel inferior, superior, or impressed. All three of these states are dangerous because they all disregard the underlying principle of a true connection with each other. Mutual love and regard based on independently generated self-esteem. To protect yourself from this vulnerability, make sure that your attention remains tuned or turned within towards the spiritual experience of pure pride. Staying centered in your elevated self-respect will help you remain undisturbed by others around you. Hopefully that made sense to some of you. Hopefully most of you. And it's really not a good thing to compare yourself with other people. Now, it gave three counts. You may either feel inferior or that, you know, you just don't measure up to the person that you're comparing yourself to, which can make you feel like you're not good enough, you know, or that the other person looks down on you because you just don't measure up to who they are. And maybe, you know, they have degrees and you don't have degrees. But, you know, you may have the equivalent of a degree. You know, maybe you went to school and you just, something happened and you couldn't finish school. Okay. And maybe, you know, you were married and your friend was married and she has this beautiful marriage and you're trying to compare your experience with hers. Okay. So that's not a good thing because everybody is different. Everybody's experiences are different. I can't compare my marriage experience with someone else's. You know, we may have something similar going on or may have had similar that I can compare it to, but it's just not a good thing to compare yourself with other people. Also, it said superior. And you really don't want to feel superior because maybe they don't measure up to where you are. And maybe, you know, like they said, people should be on the same page. And maybe you're not on the same page. Okay? And you feel like that you're a little bit more elevated. You have a little bit more education. You got a little bit more money. You got a little bit more experience. You may have a little bit more going on in your life at this time. But still, do not... I'm not going to say lower yourself to that being superior, but you know that brings in a sense of pride, and we know that a sense of pride can get too high, and let us not forget that pride is what brought the devil down, right? Got him kicked out of heaven, so God does not really like for us to be prideful within ourselves, okay? So the other count they gave us was impressed, feeling, or showing admiration or respect for someone or something. And you can be impressed with them or you can be impressed with yourself. Okay? And you don't want to be so impressed with another person that it makes you feel disrespected or that you are not admired for who you are and what you have to bring to the table. Like, what experiences do I have? Can I use what God has given me, what I have taken the time to learn myself? We should not put ourselves down because someone else is in a different place than we are. Okay, it says, feeling or showing admiration or respect for someone or something. Looking at you, people are impressed by your brains, your beauty, your money, and lots of other qualities. You know, you can get a big head. You can really get a big head, you know. And I have a grandson like that. And the more that we would praise him or say, oh, we're so proud of you, he'd get this big head. And then he would go out there and do something really crazy. Okay, like I got it going on, you know. I'm invincible and things like that. But no one is invincible. Only God is invincible. So let us settle ourselves down and come down to earth, right? And look at ourselves like, okay, hey, I'm in the land of the living. I have breath in my body. I have a reasonable amount of health and strength. You know, I can place one foot in front of the other. I can get in and out my car. I can go shopping and pick up my groceries. All those things are, or it's really something to be very thankful for. Because no one knows what tomorrow holds or even the next moment. So let us not get big-headed. Let us not waste time experiencing or comparing ourselves to other people. Okay? We just really do not want to waste our time doing something like that. And I want to share this with you. Peace is a place in your head. Don't let other people evict you from property they don't own. So that means don't let people come and interrupt your peace or destroy your peace. Peace is yours. Peace is mine. And if we allow people to come at their will and move us from peace or being content where we are, then, wow, we just had better be careful of some of the things that we allow to go on within ourselves. And we don't want to give another person that much power over us that they can feel like, oh, I can go over there and disrupt them anytime I want to, you know, or set them on edge of pins and needles and just come and tell you different things that really may not be true. My guest is calling right now, Cheryl Lee, the owner of Inspect Ohio. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Real good, real good. You know, I look at the clock, it's 3 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I've got an hour and a half. And the next thing I know, it's 4:27.
Time is moving. I was just saying that when I opened up, it's really going fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So how are you today?
Real good. It's a typical Monday. You know, you've got things that you have to address for the business, and then, you know, Monday's about my one day that I can assure that I'll be in the office all day long, and so I try to get as much pushed out as I possibly can.
Right.
So it's been a busy day, but it's okay. I found fraudulent activity on my credit card. I love that.
Oh, my.
I get that probably about once a year. Drives
really?
Me crazy. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, it hasn't been anything real absorbent, and I use Capital One, and they work real well with us.
Okay.
So I won't leave them. But it's we put everything on the credit card because you can track it. And when you've got, you know, when you're running a business and stuff, it just makes it so simple to be able to track everything. But at the same time, you've got to be willing to sit down and look over that statement very carefully.
Yes, absolutely. And you mm-hmm. say you get hit at least once a year?
Yeah, usually about, it seems like it's once a year or at least every other year.
Hmm.
It's just crazy. So, yes, one of these days they'll quit working with me.
Maybe not, especially if they can prove that it's fraudulent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they have.
Right.
Every time it has been a fraudulent occurrence, so it's good on my part. Okay, so how are you?
I'm doing good. For a Monday, it can be temperamental. Mm-hmm. Seems like coming off the weekend, I'm always exhausted. Like when Monday is here, it's like, wow, I got to do this, got to do that. But I thank God I'm able to get around and do the things I need to do.
There you go. And, you know, that is always the way we have to look at it. No matter how sour the grapes may be, you got to be thankful that you've got the grape in the first place. You know?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Absolutely. You're so right about that, Cheryl Lee. So mm-hmm. I know you're here today to talk about the spring fundraiser, silent auction.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we're the children's ministry that hosts the Good News Clubs for Marion County and Union, North Union School District. And we are one county out of our chapter of nine counties, because our chapter is Greater Findlay. But we are the furthest east, and the money that we raise, which will be our annual fundraiser, our luncheon and silent auction, as you know, is usually hosted earlier in the year. It's usually in the beginning of March. But because everything was such you had the snow, you had just the uproar, the chaos of everything, we really felt led to push it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we chose May 1st and really had a piece about it. So now I'm just asking your listeners that if they want to come, it's open to the public, and it's not only a fundraiser, but it's also an awareness. It's an awareness raiser, so that we are not the best kept secret. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about how we are just the best kept secret, and I can't seem to. And I know that you ladies are talking about CEF as much as I do, and we just can't seem to break that mold or whatever, and really get it out there. But the luncheon is this Saturday. The doors open at 10:30 for the early bird bidders, because it is a silent auction. The event actually starts at 11 till 2, and we're real good about getting our attendees out as close to that 2 o'clock mark as possible. The auction itself is cut off at 1, and so then we're able to get everyone out the door. But it is a good afternoon. It is really a good day to just come and fellowship and find out what CEF is doing. Our director, Mike Todd, will be there to speak. There is a director from Virginia, which is a friend of Mr. Todd, Mike Todd's, and he's coming to see how we do our silent auction to take that back into his state. Is he a state director? You know what? He might be the state director.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he's going to be taking our model of our fundraiser back with him to see about implementing it in his state. Okay. And that's pretty impressive. That's pretty fun, really. So I guess we'll have to be on our best behavior. Not. Because we never know. We just never know what we're going to have to auction off. We never know how many people are going to be there. And we just try to make it a fun day. You know, just right. a fun couple of hours to be together.
And it is a great motto, I think, the silent auction and fundraiser. And, you know, I know you said they were going to be to-go food, refresh.
Oh, yes. Usually we have, you know, usually we have a nice luncheon. In the past, we've had spaghetti dinner. In the last couple of years, we've had a choice of a pulled pork sandwich or a chicken, shred chicken or hot dog or whatever,
right.
and mac and cheese, because we know children like mac and cheese. Everyone likes mac and cheese.
Yes.
But this year, because you still have some restrictions and, you know, people are still kind of worried and concerned. But, you know, I'm thinking, if you know Jesus, it's a win-win situation. You know, we can go about our business. We don't want to be rude to anybody or anything, but we can go about our business and conduct ourselves as we normally would, and we can eat what we want and where we want and things of that sort without this horrible, horrible yoke of concern around our necks, because we know Jesus. Because
yeah,
if we do get the COVID, and, you know, if Lord would take us home, in our life, I mean, with our belief of knowing Jesus Christ, that's wonderful. If we do get the virus and we come through it with a high recovery rate of the 99.7, well, then you still have immunity to it. You know, you build up that immunity. So we'll be cautious, you know, but it is a box lunch that we're going to have. It's going to be a 6-inch hoagie sub sandwich, meat and cheese sandwich, with a container of a potato chips, a bag of chips, a container of applesauce, a serving of applesauce, prepackaged, a baked cookie, and then a bottled water that has been donated by Peacock's Water, and they're so good about always donating to different functions throughout our county. It's a $10 donation for the box lunch, and people can eat it there if they're really concerned. You know, it's not like we're going to point fingers or anything. Or they can take it, grab and go,
right.
if they're really concerned. You know, so if eating with your friends isn't a big concern about, you're more than welcome to eat with us and enjoy it. But if you want to go ahead and take it home with you, that's no problem, and have it later, absolutely not a problem at all. And in fact, you can even buy extra to take home, to maybe somebody couldn't make it with you because they were busy.
Right.
That's no problem either. We are there to help them out. We'll help them spend their money.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I know it's going to be a good time and a fun time, and I'm sure a lot of people will come out. And I just want to put this out there, because we want people to feel comfortable that do come. And if it means wearing a mask and you feel more comfortable, wear your mask.
That's right.
Wear your mask. You know, do your own social distancing, because we all know the rules by now. At least we all should know the rules by now, right? So,
right.
I see a lot of people coming out to different events, but they will wear their mask and, you know, and do their social distancing.
Mhm. Yeah, I think just getting out in the good air, you know, we're going to have a beautiful weekend, and just getting out and getting that fresh air and just being out and about, I really think it makes a big difference in our emotional state and, you know, in just our physical state. I think it just makes a big difference. We are not animals to be isolated. God created us, well, we're above the animals, first of all. We're not even in the animal kingdom. God created us to be social, you know, and to lift each other up and encourage each other up, you know, encourage each other, and to pray for each other.
Right.
So all those things are part of our makeup, because our Father God created us that way. So So, yes, I think that the event will be a lot of fun. I think that there will be a lot of people who have come in the past who will come again, and I'm hoping that a lot of new people will come. Well, in fact, I know that I know some of the new people who are coming, so I just hope that we have, you know, a really good attendance, and that these people, whoever they may be, will take information back to their circle of friends at church, and that they might even become like just mouthpieces in their church for us. You know, if their church has never heard about CEF, or if they've been going to a church and they've never heard anybody speak about CEF, I would hope that they would take the information back and share it.
Seems, you know, like a problem. It's been around since, what, 2009?
Yes. Uh-huh.
In most of our elementary schools in Marion, Ohio?
And that's for this time around, you know, because, I mean, the ministry itself, Child Evangelism Fellowship, is an international ministry, and it was founded in 1937. So it has been, the materials that we use, they update them as far as pictorials, you know, the flashcards and stuff, they'll update them periodically. But the message is always the same. It's just standing on God's Word,
mm-hmm,
and teaching these children about Father God, the Creator, who is the one true God, and teaching about how He loved us so much that He made us in His image, which tells us, and we convey to the children, that they're special. We're special. You know, we were made in God's image, so how special are we? You know, God has a wonderful, wonderful creative side to Him where He's created all these different animals and all these different attributes that these animals have, these characteristics. But then He loved us so much that He created man.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also, but He also had His Son come. Yesterday I was listening to it on the radio about how the equivalent of Christ Jesus leaving heaven to come here to be our Savior. The pastor who was talking said that he had gone to the Philippines, and the Philippines are extremely poor. And there were people there living in among the trash, and their houses were made out of the trash.
Hmm.
And he says, all of a sudden it dawned on me how horrid this looked, and these people were still living among this trash. But that must have been how Christ Jesus, you know, allowed Himself to come to earth to live among, you know, the Israelites. But just the difference, just that kind of picture,
mm-hmm,
even though he just lived like a common man.
Mm-hmm.
But heaven has got to be so much more than what we have here on earth, that it would have been, do you get that image in your head?
Yeah.
About Christ leaving earth, I mean, leaving heaven to come here to serve His Father, to die on the cross for our sins, for the things that we did wrong, and how, you know, just our everyday life must look very trashy compared to what heaven is all about.
Oh, wow. I mean, that really makes you think about things, you know, and I'm so grateful that He loved me that much to die for my sins, past, present, and future.
Exactly.
And
that is
future,
so true.
Because we're not
And that's
perfect.
Why we're having this fundraiser on Saturday. It's because we are a non-profit organization, and being a non-profit organization, you have to reach out to the community, and you have to reach out to ask people to give,
mm-hmm,
you know, to open their hearts and support us financially, and being a prayer warrior, if they can't make it, but yet they'd like to contact us, they can and become a prayer warrior. If they want to text me their name and their email, we can get them on our monthly newsletter so they know how to pray, not only for our county, but for the other eight counties that are in our chapter. My number is 740-262-0939. So that's 262-0939. Mm-hmm. If they'd like to text their name and their email address and say, yes, I'd like to be a prayer warrior, we'll make sure that they get the monthly newsletter. Actually, I think Mike has pushed it back. I think it's quarterly now. But it's a good newsletter, and it says what's happening in our, you know, it keeps them abreast as to what's happening in our chapter and where there are prayers, you know, needed. And there's always prayers needed for the volunteers who are helping going into these schools and teaching these children. There's always prayer that's needed for more helping hands, male and female, to come forward and to help with these kids. Because these kids, they just really love to have these adults sitting there, you know, and just sitting beside them. They don't even have to say anything. Well, of course, then if they are a little rowdy, you got to try to calm them down or whatever so that the lead teacher can continue teaching. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they really relish that, especially when it's a man. They really love having the help of a man role model, you know.
Isn't that something, the importance of a man?
Pardon?
The importance of a man and his presence, even among
absolutely.
Children, you know. Like you
yes.
said, they really get excited about the male teacher, you know. And, well, only God knows what he's doing and why he's doing it. And you know, like he made man first because he's the head.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, he's a protector. He's supposed to be the teacher. He's supposed to be
and
the
priest.
Yes, exactly,
yep.
all
priest.
Of that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that we aren't equal, because God also assured us that we're equal, but we're to be the helper, you know, and we are the hub of the family. But there again, the man, his silent presence is mm-hmm. just so, so strong for these children. So, yes, we welcome men to come aboard and help out. So it is it's an awareness raiser as much as it is a fundraiser.
But, you know, kids have a little bit more respect for a male, and I don't know why that is. Do you remember growing up and your mom would say, I'm going to tell your dad, and it was like, oh, no, please don't tell him. Even if he didn't spank you or whatever, it was just his presence. You know what I'm saying? Because men were like, at least in my household, it was like that. You know, please don't tell Dad.
No, I think you're right, and I think we grew up in a generation where our moms, for the most part, still stayed home, and so, you know, they were constantly teaching us and correcting us. You know, and so then it was a big deal. Like if we had worn her down, and she's like, "All right, I'm going to tell your dad." And when Dad came home, we knew we'd better straighten up right now, you know, because you're right. He was gone to work. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, you know, and stuff
right.
like this. And but you know, it's the same way with like my grandkids. I'm teaching them, I'm correcting them, and then my husband Calvin is out doing the appointments and stuff like this, and I'll say, you guys had better straighten up, or I'm going to tell Grandpa when he comes home, you know, or mm-hmm. I'm going to take you home to your dad and let him deal with you,
right.
you know, and I mean, it's just always, it is, he's the tool in our back pocket.
Right, right, absolutely, and they straighten up too, like, really don't want you to do that.
Yes, but it is, and that's a good example as to why it's so important for, you know, men to maybe step out of their comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and volunteer, because we've only got these children for a short few years before they get so wound up into sports or worse.
You're right,
you know,
about that.
You hope that they get wound up in you know, tied
activities,
up
yes.
But there's so many other things that they get tied up in and lured into. And we've only got these children for a few short years. So, yes, again, I'd like to say it's this Saturday, May 1st. It's at Cornerstone. Oh, we haven't even mentioned where it's at.
Right.
Cornerstone Alliance Church, which is on the corner of Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. And it's very easy to find. Route 4 South, Marion Carrington Road. The doors open at 10:30. The event is actually from 11 to 2. You can buy, you can donate $10 for a lunch ticket as you come in, no problem. You can pay for your items by check or by cash. We are doing something a little different this year. In the past, we've always done a silent auction. We have a starting bid. And then, you constantly watch what you're wanting, and you're wanting to, you keep bidding on it. Well, we're going to do that this year as well. However, we're going to have a buy now price as well. So if there's an item that you really, really like, and you want to be assured that you're going to get it, you can buy it now. And rather than waiting all that time throughout the day and have it taken away from you at the last 5 minutes,
Right.
So you can pay for it you can pay for it immediately, or say you've only found one or two items that you want. You can go ahead and pick those up and pay for those as well. Or if you're a person who's very short on time, but you want to, you want to come out and support CEF because your grandchildren are involved in a Good News Club, or they've been involved in the 5-day clubs, or they've been ministered at the fair,
Mm-hmm.
Then you can come out and you can pick it up because you're short on time and take it to the cashier and pay for it and be on your way. So I'm curious to see how the buy now feature works this year. So anyways, that's at Cornerstone Alliance Church, corner of Marion, Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. Doors open at 10:30. You pay for your items, check or cash. The lunch ticket is for a $10 donation. You can buy as many of those as you'd like. And you can just have a lot of fun with us.
Yes, and please wear your mask if you want to, make sure you feel more comfortable. Then do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, there'll be people who won't have their mask on, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, but if they're not comfortable, they will be protecting themselves and other people.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
We'll have hand sanitizer, and the bathrooms, are readily available for them to go and wash. I think more than anything, Linda, with COVID-19, that if you wash, you know how you take care of yourself when you've got the cold,
mm-hmm.
and you got the flu. I think if you'd really watch yourself, too, with the COVID, you just follow those simple rules of washing your hands regularly and stuff like that, too. It seems to be more helpful than not. Well, obviously, it's more helpful than not.
Right. Even if there wasn't a COVID, that was something we should have been doing anyway, keeping our hands clean,
Right.
It was just
exactly
no brainer.
It is. It's just your common courtesies, and mm-hmm. common courtesies will be. We always have common courtesies at our events, and we always have just a really good time. So, I don't want people to be fearful of coming, because we are going to be praying over the church through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That God will bless this event. That God will keep this event clean. That God will just protect us from whatever whatever may be Satan's fiery arrows, right?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have to keep our faith, absolutely.
That's right.
And believe that He is protecting us from the virus.
Yeah. So this week will be a busy week. It'll be a busy week. It'll be a fast week. But I think it'll be a good weekend. We have ladies who come every year, and they're planning on still coming, and they just make a day out of it. They just have a lot of fun. And so, again, I'd like to encourage anybody who wants to come and learn about Child Evangelism Fellowship, and just keep your eyes on Jesus. Just keep your eyes on Jesus.
Now, remind them once again why they should support Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right, because we do try, because, you know, we've only got a few short years to really have the children in our clubs before they get so busy with other things. And, you know, we would hope that it'd be as simple as sports, but unfortunately it's not. There's just a lot of stuff out there that pulls the kids away, and it's not as wholesome as sports, unfortunately, you know. And mm-hmm. and so we want to teach them that they are valued, that they are important, they're special, God loves them, and Christ Jesus died for them. And when you've got Christ on your side, you're already a winner. You know, you're victorious. So life may not be real easy for you, but you know you're on the winning team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
It's going to be exciting.
We're going to have a...
It is. It's just going to be... I get excited about it. We've had good responses as far as the community coming up, you know, excuse me, I'm stuttering a lot. We have what's called table sponsors. Mm-hmm. And a table sponsor is just where a businessman or women or a church would like to get involved, and they sponsor a table for $100. We've had a real good success with that this year, where
wow.
we've had several repeats. Most of our people who have sponsored the tables in the past have all come back. And we've also had a handful of new people, so that's real exciting. And this is just money that we can count on before the doors open for the event. This is money that we know and we can count on. And I just want to say thank you for all of you who have sponsored a table for the churches and the businessmen. I know I can't go down the list right now because Linda and I didn't pre-arrange that. But I just want to say thank you, because you are greatly appreciated. And all the sponsors will be on our widescreen TVs, and they'll be on our table tents, and we will thank them from the stage as well on just participating and caring for the kids of our community, you know, for the children of our community. There's a lot of good reasons to give back to our community, and there are a lot of good programs out there that I know these men and women give. You know, because there's needs all the time.
Right.
So I feel blessed that they gave to us as well, that they gave to Child Evangelism Fellowship as well. So I never want to slide them. I want them to know just how important their giving is to this fundraiser and to our chapter and to specifically our county, Marion County.
That's great. That's good news. And that's what Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about, the good news.
That's exactly right, Linda.
The good news, right?
Absolutely. The good news that our Savior died on the cross for our sins. If we humble ourselves and just ask Him, Lord, to forgive us, He says it'll be done. Like you said, our past, our present, and our future sins will be washed away, and He has put us on the winning team. He
yes.
has made us victorious. We just have to keep our eyes on Him.
Ooh, and this is the time to do that. I tell you, the way our world is lining up, line upon line and precept upon precept, because these things have all been foretold in the Holy Scriptures
yes,
of the Bible.
Yes.
And
yes,
know.
And that's why it's just so important for us. You know, don't let things scare us. You know, if you get anxious because you're listening to too much news, turn it off.
Oh, I can't. I can't deal with it much anymore.
Get into the Word. You know, get into the Word, or you know, call a friend who is a Bible believer and start talking about certain verses, or just turn it off. Just disconnect with it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. It's just so much going. Too much is going on, and it's going on too fast. We can't keep up.
Well, that's really true.
And it's overwhelming. It really is.
And that could be a whole new topic.
Oh, it's
always
a topic.
That could be a whole new topic
on this show, because you know I do the expressions of the last days. You know, I do that program too. I can do it with anybody, you know, that's a believer and that reads their Bible, you know, because there are just certain things that are already set. It's just going to happen, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. But we can get out there and lead as many people as we can to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior from sin.
And that's our job. You know, that is every believer's job, no matter how young, no matter how old. It's just to go out there and spread the seeds that Jesus Christ loves them, that they're important, that their life has value, and that none of us are good enough to be in heaven without him.
That
none
is
of
so
us
true.
Are so bad that we can't be forgiven.
That's true. Amen. Absolutely. The good news. So those of you who have listened to this show with Cheryl Lee, telling you about the silent auction fundraiser at Cornerstone Church on Route 4 South, please share that news with other people who you may know may be interested. People like auctions and yard sales and that type of thing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful weekend, I think it's going to be. And I thank God for the beautiful days that we have had here recently also. Even the gloomy days. We just have to be thankful in all things, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Cheryl, we are out of time.
Again.
I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. Thank you for calling in, and great success to the silent auction this weekend.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me: when the train gets to the last stop, you get off.